If someone was always lying to you, would you trust them to tell the truth? Psalm 23 is a psalm of trust. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have everything that I need. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Risen our victorious head. Sing his praises. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the dead. Christ, the good shepherd, who according to Revelation 7 is going to be the Lamb who was slain and has begun our reign. And the one who is the Lamb of God, behold, who takes away the sin of the world, is our good shepherd. He is one and the same. He is both and. The good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus says, I am the door. There's no other entrance into the sheepfold except by me. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came, he said, so that each of you might have life and have it in abundance. So who is it that you trust? Let me ask you a question. Is insecurity one word or two words? If it's one word, then you are worried and fearful, and you have no self-confidence, and you have no stability. Everything is shaky, right? People that have insecurity problems. But if insecurity is two words, then you have confidence. You are in a place of stability. You are in a relationship of security. You know that no harm can come your way. In Christ, we are in security. He is our security. He is our lamb. He is our shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. He says, no one, and by no one he means absolutely no one, can snatch you out of my hands. Would you rather have insurance or assurance? You see, insurance, which I'm guessing we all have some of, maybe it's property insurance or medical insurance or automobile insurance. It's to help safeguard, right? To keep us safe. But it's temporary. Even if it's a whole life policy, it's not an eternal life policy. But assurance, blessed assurance, that's the gift of being secure, in security forever. And that, according to our lessons for tonight, can be found only in Christ Jesus. All other securities that we rely upon for protection or for safety are temporary. They're temporal. They're not eternal. Where do you find your security? Assets? Pension plans? Stock portfolios? Maybe you're a black belt and you've taken a self-defense class and that's your security. Don't let them try to mess with me. Maybe if you're a police officer, you find security in numbers or in a bulletproof vest. Maybe your security is that you got a license to carry a handgun. We all have different forms of security, don't we? We have a backup battery in the basement of our house that's connected to our sump pump. You know why? Well, it's to give us more peace of mind, security. Because if the power goes off, what's going to happen to the sump pump if you got lots of rain and stuff? It's not going to work. But if you got a backup plan, you see how we want to make sure we build in some security? If you're a student on campus and it's late at night, you can call campus security and you can get an escort that will take you to your car or back to your dorm room. Security. Tomorrow when we fly out, we've got to go through security, but we're pre-checked. So at least in this case, as they are making sure that everyone is safe to fly, minimizing the risks, we don't have to take off our belt and our shoes. And, you know, if you've gone flying, you know there's a difference between having to empty your pockets and take the laptop out of the bag. And it's nice to have that pre-check. Security. According to our scripture lessons for tonight, if we are not in Christ, then we will always have insecurity. No confidence, no blessed assurance, nothing but worry and fear. But if we are in Christ, and Paul says that we are, by virtue of God's mercy and grace alone, then we are in security. Two words. Makes all the difference in the world, whether it's one word for you or whether it is two words for you. A father had a little boy named Zachary. And Dad and Zachary, they went out for a hike out in the country where there were some bluffs and there were some cliffs and stuff. And they were just having a nice hike together. And Dad was looking over this beautiful landscape. And little Zachary had climbed up on a big rock, you know, kind of elevated about 12 feet up. And he says, "Hey, Dad, catch me!" Dad turned around and he saw coming at him like a speeding bullet was little Zachary and did the best he could to try to grab his son in midair. And as they both went to the ground, he used his body to protect and to save his son from harm. And Dad looked at Zachary and he said, "Zachary, why in the world would you do such a thing?" You know what Zachary told his dad? "I can tell you why. For sure I can. Because you're my dad." He was able to throw caution to the wind. He was fearless. Maybe too much so. Because he trusted his dad. And he knew that his dad would not let any harm come to him. That his dad would, in fact, lay down his life, doing everything he could to wrap and secure his son so that his son would not be hurt or harmed. How much more so the security that Christ gives us in our walk with our Heavenly Father. "Sure, because you're my dad. I know I can trust you. You saw what the kids did tonight." I mean, it's not rocket science when we think about it, right? Even a small child knows where you find your trust and where you don't. Psalm 23, a psalm of trust. Did you notice that in only 6 verses, God refers to himself as shepherd and host? The mixing of metaphors is beautiful there. Because the host, as you know, is the bread, the communion wafer, at the table. And so we have a promise in this psalm of trust that God is going to feed us, give us drink, and God is going to protect us and give us a home. How do we see this? Well, he leads us in green pastures, food. And he prepares a table, a banqueting table, in the midst of our enemies, even in the midst of sin, death, and the power of the devil. And he gives us something to drink, still waters for the sheep. And he anoints his beloved with oil, and those who are anointed, who wear the white robes that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and carry palm leaves in their hands, they have the promise that they will receive a cup that overflows. Endless. And what about the place of protection and safety? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because you're with me. You're with me. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God as the shepherd, God as the host. In only 6 verses, what a psalm of trust. In God we trust. Even if they take it off of our currency, we know where security is found and where security is not found. In John 10, did you hear what Jesus said to his disciples and to those who were following him and to the opposition? I love how the opposition says, if you're the Christ, Messiah, tell us plainly. Don't keep us in suspense. You love suspense? Jesus says, I've taken all the suspense out of this for you. Jesus says, I have told you plainly. My signs have demonstrated that I am. I mean, he's just made it perfectly clear for them. And then he says, but the reason that you don't believe is because you're not one of my sheep. If you're one of my sheep, you hear my voice and you follow me. If you're not one of my sheep, you don't recognize my voice and you don't follow me. It's a relationship, isn't it? Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. You know what perish is? That's annihilation. That's eternal separation from God. They will never perish. What part of never don't we understand? A professor friend of mine once said, once saved, always saved? And some of the students were getting nervous. And he answered his own question. I would hope so, wouldn't you? Because here's the deal. Either we live in eternal security or we live in eternal insecurity. One word or 2 words makes all the difference for you. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, he says, whoever believes obeys, and whoever obeys believes. What Bonhoeffer is saying is that you can't have salvation without discipleship. They're 2 sides of the same coin. If you believe and don't obey, that's called cheap grace. If you obey but don't believe, that's called works righteousness. And neither will save you. Because you're not one of the sheep then. Because Jesus makes it really clear. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep follow me. And guess what I do for my sheep? I give them eternal life. They will never perish. And no one, what part of no one don't we understand? No one is able to snatch them out of my hand. And then did you hear what else he said? My Father, which is also, by the way, your Heavenly Father. My Father is greater than all. And no one can snatch one of my sheep out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. That's what got him killed. He said, I and the Father are one. They said, that's blasphemy. And Jesus said, I am. I am for you. Eternal life for you. Total security for you. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of the Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. So what do you want? You want temporary insurance policies? Or do you want something that's eternal, like blessed assurance? Only and always by the grace of God. You see, it's not how tight we hold on to Jesus that matters. It's the grip of grace that God has on us that means the most. A number of years ago in southern Florida, maybe you saw this story. It was a story about how there was a boy, and it was a hot day, and he wanted to go swimming in the swimming hole out behind their place. And so he tears off his shirt. He's got his swimming trunks on. He takes off his shoes and his socks, and he's running for the duck and jumping in the water. And Mom is seeing all this from the kitchen. And Mom also notices that there is an alligator that has come down and is swimming toward the boy. And in a panic, she runs outside and she yells for her son. She gets his attention. He recognizes her voice. He hears her and turns around and begins to swim with all of his might back to the dock. But just as he reaches the dock, the alligator got both of his legs. And the mother dug in to the arms of her son, and there was a major tug of war. There was a farmer driving by. Thank God he had a gun, a rifle. He stopped, got it out, took careful aim, shot that alligator. The boy was taken to the hospital after weeks and months of recovery. He was finally well again. And there was a news reporter from southern Florida that came in to interview this little boy. And after she asked lots of questions and got some statements and stuff, she then asked this question. She said, "Would you mind if I saw your scars?" And the boy smiled and he rolled up his pant legs and he said, "This is where the alligator had me." And even though it had healed all of those stitches and stuff, he would have those scars for the rest of his life. And then he said to her, "But that's not all." And he rolled up his sleeves. "Look at these." And there were scars all over his arms, where his mother had dug in deep with her fingernails and refused to let go of her boy. And the little boy said, "This is where my mom grabbed hold of me, and she refused to let me go. She would not let that alligator snatch me away." That's what Jesus said in John 10, that God has a grip of grace on you, and that the Father has promised the Son that the sheep that are named and known will not be snatched away. If you don't have security in Christ, then you will be insecure your whole life and for eternal life. Two destinies. I was at BSF this past week, and as you know, we've been studying Revelation. And as the group was discussing some of the texts from Revelation, the question came up, do you have eternal security? Because in Revelation, you have the books that are opened, and they record everything we've said and everything we've done. And that's how we're judged. And there's also another book that's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you have security that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? And one of the guys said, "I do. I've got absolute confidence. It says in Romans 10, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Another guy said, "I've got absolute confidence. I can feel the Holy Spirit at work in my life." A third gentleman said, "I'm not so sure. Because when those books are opened up with every word that I've uttered and everything that I've done, you know what I wanted to say to him? I wanted to say, that's the accusing voice of the law. And the law is always going to tell you that you didn't repent of everything or you didn't repent enough. The law is always going to say, look at the mess you made of the life I gave you. There's only one thing that can stop the accusing voice of the law. And that's the gospel. When your good shepherd, Jesus, looks at you and says, I know you. I know my own. My own know me. They hear my voice. They follow me. I give you eternal life. And you will never perish. And no one can snatch you out of my hand. The Father who has given you to me is greater than all. And no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Have no fear, little flock. Have no fear, little flock. For the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little flock. In Christ, in security, forever and for always. Without Christ, in security, forever and for always. So it makes a difference for you if it's one word or if it's two. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise as we are able for our hymn of the day, hymn number 456, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.